Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the ski and snowboarding or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
All right, let's give away a giant TV to a dad who is deserving of one, or maybe you're not a dad necessarily, but you identify as one. I always thought the Monday after Father's Day should be Other Father's Day, where we celebrate all of the stepdads and the absentee dads.
Oh, I wished all my stepdads a happy Father's Day.
I don't think they get, like, the real day, but, like, I think the Monday after is, like, the appropriate for, like, the... Maybe you had some mouth babies, or maybe you're like Jake.
Or like a dad, people who are just like dad.
Like, yeah, the other, all the kind of other dads get the Monday after. Like Jake, you know, considers himself a dad because of his dog, Kibby, but
not a dad.
People say that. I don't say that.
Yeah.
People don't say that.
Anybody who wished you a happy Father's Day, Jake, is an idiot.
There is numerous.
Ridiculous.
Who wished you a happy Father's Day?
All sorts of like Instagram followers, all sorts of people.
Did they preface the fact?
Those aren't real people.
Yeah, those aren't real people.
All sorts of digital bots.
Yeah, I got tons of messages.
Did they like
hey, good, you're a great dog dad, blah, blah, blah.
See, that's why. He needs the Monday after. We take all the rest,
no,
all the others.
He doesn't even get that.
No, Jake gets the Tuesday after.
I'll take it.
Who's left? Dog dads.
I was so inspired last week by us giving away these TVs and hearing just how happy it made the dads that won them, that I was sitting there and I thought to myself, you know what? My dad's TV sucks. He had a 40-inch TV in his living room.
Living room?
And the only reason he had a 40-inch TV is because I gave him that 5 years ago when he had a 27-inch TV. And I said, this is pathetic, dude. You got to step it up. So he had this crappy 40-inch TV that I'd gotten him that I didn't think it would even last very long. It was definitely not a good brand. And I was so inspired by how happy people were giving away the 75-inch TVs that I sent my dad a TV.
What size?
75 inches.
Nice.
Not an inch less.
Whoa.
I said, that's the number. Everyone wants it. Everyone's excited. TC, I went with the one we're giving away, dude. I got so inspired by
it. Oh, I thought you went with something else.
I went with the exact one that we're giving away, and I got no deal. I didn't steal one from a listener. I paid full price.
Yeah, why didn't you call Uncle Scott, by the way?
Dumbass.
I didn't think about that.
He's got him, like, coming out his
the
butt.
The exact ones that we're giving out for free all week.
But he was so excited when the thing arrived, and he's a guy, I don't need anything guy, and he was so excited, and now I have become 24/7 tech support for him with every question.
Yes, that is true. Because they're smart TVs. They need a lot of connecting.
There's
a lot of account activation that needs to happen.
I'm thinking about having them come back and pick it up today because it's just nothing but ever since it was questions about how to get it out of the box.
What are you FaceTiming?
Oh, a lot of FaceTiming.
Yeah.
Him holding up cords, saying, what does this cord do?
Yeah.
One of the cords he held up was Allie, I'm not kidding you, was the curtain. He was holding up a cord, and the cord he thought he was holding up and asking where he needed to plug it into was part of the window curtain. I said, Dad, that's part of a curtain, man. It's not a cord.
You don't have to plug that in.
So if you do give this TV to a father in your life, and he's, north of 70. Just
be able to set it up for him.
Be on the understanding that he may try to plug a window curtain into it to get it going. Let's say hi now to all these people that's Father's Day did not go according to plan. And let's go ahead and make someone's Father's Day instantly better, even if it is the day after. And we kick things off right now with Kelsey. Good morning, Kelsey. What's up?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, doing fine. What was up with your Father's Day?
Yeah, I mean, besides the Father's Day that my grandfather passed away, yesterday my dad accidentally stopped watching the grill and all of the meat burned. So we ended up having to order takeout.
Oh, that's such a shameful moment for a dad, too, because they have such pride in their barbecue skills. He just abandoned his task?
He did, and I think where he went wrong, he didn't wear... You know how fathers, like, typically wear those sandals? They have, like, the grilling shoes. I think because he didn't have his grilling shoes on yesterday.
He wasn't in grill mode.
The first of many mistakes. Exactly.
I think it's weird on Father's Day because usually grilling, you know, that's when you step up. But on Father's Day, you also go like, I guess this is kind of the day that if I'm ever going to like let others
relax.
And then you go, oh, wait, that's right. No one else knows how to flip a burger. That's on me.
And now you have to order takeout, which is expensive. And you lost all that meat.
That's sad, by the way. All that meat burning. That's a bad one. All right. Well, we may have to give him a giant TV. Let's say hi to Jared. Good morning, Jared. Why was your Father's Day absolutely ruined?
Sorry. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yesterday for Father's Day, my family took me out to eat, and my son pooped on me.
Was he wearing a diaper, or he just flat out pooped?
Is he 20 or?
No, he's 2 years old, but he's in this phase where he's taking off his diaper. And at the restaurant, he took it off, and it dripped out of his pants and onto what I was wearing. Mm.
That restaurant still have an A in the window, or do they have to replace that with a B or a C after that happened?
Well, I didn't tell anyone at the restaurant. I kind of just got up and went in the restroom and cleaned it up.
You have to replace it with a 2.
Yeah, that's... Hey, you're replacing our A with a 2. What is that about?
Baby, it's funny.
Baby crapped his dad at booth number 4 earlier. All right, that's a terrible...
Also par for the course, though, with a 2. You're
but getting crapped on. You think of all the days it's going to happen, Father's Day. That's kind of one of those things where it's poetic. In some ways, it's beautiful because you're like, yep, I'm a dad now.
It does depend on when that happens, too, before the meal or after the meal. Before the meal, that's worse.
Celebrating your Father's Day fails. The nice thing is one of you will go ahead and turn that bad day into something great because you will be getting a giant TV and a bunch of meat. You can buy whatever the hell you want. We recommend nothing but meat at Vons Albertsons Pavilions with a giant gift card. And then Vanessa says all of the dads who won these TVs from us last week, including today, were all written down. One of them is going to get picked, and they're going to get an additional $500 to buy all the meat and or booze they need. Michael on K-Rock, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Sweet Divots.
What happened?
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I worked on Father's Day, but before that I got woken up by my wife saying she drank too much, so she had to go to the hospital. Took her to the hospital. Stood there a while, had to leave to go to work, then come back. My older daughter went to go pick her up from the hospital. She forgot it's Father's Day, went to her boyfriend's house to spend the day with him. My younger daughter forgot that it was even Father's Day too, and then I didn't get no text or nothing to say Father's Day. Then when I get back home, my wife's all like, oh, I forgot my prescription. I need to go back to the hospital. Go back to the hospital, and that's how I spent my Father's Day. And, yeah.
Never, not one person in your entire family sent you a text, gave you a coffee, nothing.
Nothing. So
Annie worked, by the way, on top of everything else.
Annie worked and had to go to the hospital multiple times, and then you had to pick up your wife's prescription just because she drank too much?
She sounds fun. Hey, Art, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock.
Hey, sweet dudes.
How was your Father's Day?
Spent it on the soccer field. Took her kid to a game. Tournament on Father's Day. Why not? They won. Had to wait a few hours to see if we're going to play the next game. We did. Lost that game. And then got home around 6 o'clock. No breakfast, no lunch, just soccer fields all day.
I know people that you should be...
I thought this was over. Isn't soccer over?
It's never over.
Oh, for club? No, it's year-round.
It's never over. Just when you think, I think I just got a weekend maybe, or maybe I get this month. No, you don't. There's some sort of an alert about something that's happening.
I want to be clubbed in the face.
It's...
That sounds terrible. So he was just... at a soccer field. You have to wait around for hours just to find out if you're going to play again?
Yep. I mean, and I know people are saying, that's what you do. That's part of being a dad. But boy, it does seem, if you want to live your life in Camarillo, that's...
it's always Camarillo, isn't it? Plenty of room out there.
Unless you live in Camarillo, in which case it's an hour away from
there. Endless soccer fields.
They'll make sure your tournament is always an hour away from where you are. Hugo, why did you have a terrible Father's Day? Hi.
Hi, good morning. So yesterday was actually my father-in-law's birthday, so we spent the day celebrating him.
Oh, he was a more important father?
I guess so, yeah.
And that is sucks when you got kind of overshadowed by a different dad.
So you were there, and you're also a dad, but there was no mention of you, no anything. Everything was about the father-in-law because it was the birthday. Yeah. So he trumped you.
Yeah, it was his birthday. So yeah. We went out to where he wanted to, we took him out for breakfast, where he wanted to go for lunch. And then, you know, still, we still ended up getting him a birthday cake later on in the day.
Did anyone mention at any point, hey, Hugo was also a dad? Like, were your kids there as well?
Even like a cheers.
Yeah, my kids were there, but, you know, they're 2 and 4, so, you know, they don't really have a good understanding of Father's Day just yet. So.
Yeah, it sucks at that point.
You didn't even get a card?
That's
rough.
Elise on K-Rock, women can have bad Father's Days too. Hi.
Hi, so we weren't born with my dad, and he was winning, and then all of a sudden my brother beat him because he got 4 strikes in a row, and then we ended up we forgot to give him his card, and then we didn't give it to him until like 5 o'clock.
So you beat him in bowling, the one thing that he was probably going to live off of for a year of bragging rights, and then at the end your little brother got 4 strikes in a row and your dad lost at his own bowling tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, but Klein,
I think my brother beat him twice.
Yeah, when you're on a hot streak, you can't. You can't go back. I mean, you're a pretty good bowler, Klein. If you're getting 4 strikes in a row, that's like the best you've ever done.
The best bowling story that ever happened was courtesy of the show when Blind Charlie accidentally threw a ball into Allie's lane and ruined her entire perfect game, as she claims.
I was doing amazing until that happened.
Hey, Mike on K-Rock. Last one, and we got to give away this TV. There's a lot of dads here that claim their day was ruined yesterday. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. We did it. So yesterday was my first Father's Day ever. My son's just about to turn 1, so we had my in-laws come over. And, of course, they brought their 2 small Pomeranian dogs with them. One of them ended up biting my son on the head.
Oh!
So I had to leave the tripod.
Where were you at, Dad?
Yeah, that's your fault.
The grill on Father's
Day. Oh, okay.
No, you were doing the other job. So you're on the grill, the Pomeranian bites your baby kid on the head, and then what?
So we ended up going to the urgent care, you know, spend a few hours there, getting flushed out. You know, once that's done, I still have to go to a 24-hour pharmacy, pick up some medication for him and everything. So that was a fun day. Came home to a cold plate of tri-tip and went to bed.
Cold plate of tri-tip that you had made hours earlier for yourself.
Yeah, you left, and exactly, I'm sure they just they didn't help maintain the meat while you were gone.
Out of curiosity, does your son have teeth marks in his head still?
He's got a good gash. He's kind of starting to scab over a little bit, but he's a trooper, though.
Well, listen, Allie, we've heard some stories here.
That sucks. That is a terrible day.
I mean, that's also his first Father's Day, too. He finally earned a Father's Day, and it's urgent. He's got all the things. He doesn't get the food he made. It's cold. He's got the urgent care trip, which sucks. That's going to be costly as well.
And I've been there. My first Mother's Day, I was also in the ER because my kid had a head fall. That was a rough, and I felt like a horrible parent, too. So that's the other part of it, is you feel like a bad parent, Mike, that you're there in the ER with your kid.
Mike, you let your kid be eaten by Pomeranians, but still, we are going to say, because you have tugged at our heartstrings in just the right way, and our short-term memory is fried. We don't remember any other caller. You have won yourself a giant 75-inch TCL QM7L TV plus a Q75H soundbar, so it'll sound as good as it looks. Congratulations. Oh, wow. Also, we're going to give you, on top of that, $100 to spend at Vons, Albertsons, Pavilions. Reload that tri-tip and get yourself a nice hot tri-tip. You deserve it. And some Band-Aids for your kid's head. Congratulations.
Really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Hey, there you go. See, now, it just went from being the worst Father's Day ever
to the best. Now you got a great gift.
To the best, right?
That's awesome.
And your kid is stronger for getting bit on the head by a
Pomeranian. Shout out those dogs' names. Give those dogs' names a shout out on K-Rock. Go ahead.
Louie and Teddy.
Louie and Teddy.
I was going to curse, but yeah.
I feel like every Pomeranian's name is Teddy.
Congratulations. Thank you, forever. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all the stories. And for everyone who called, thanks for sharing. All right, Vanessa, a lot of winners. Someone's going to get even more money as we go ahead and up that $100 to $500 for meat and booze and clearly first aid equipment. So Vanessa will come in with that name. We'll announce that on the airwaves next. And then we got lots more show to get into after this on KROQ.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
to hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.